Good morning, everybody. How are you today? Good. Fantastic. Let's pray before we continue. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come together this morning to look at your word. And I pray, Lord, that through your Holy Spirit, that you'll speak to each of us, that you'll challenge us and encourage us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, today we're starting a new sermon series, and our sermon series is called The Upside Down Kingdom. And in this series, we're going to be looking at how Jesus, he turned situations upside down. Now, before in our reading that Sarah read out to us just before, we heard about a man named Levi. Now, Levi, he was a tax collector, and he collected taxes for the Romans. And tax collectors, they'll charge all sorts of crazy taxes. For example, there was a tax for travelling on the road. There was a tax to cross bridges, a tax to enter the marketplace or a harbour. There was a tax on pack animals. There was a tax on the amount of wheels or on axles that were on a cart. And the tax collector even had the authority to open private letters. And if business was being conducted in that letter, a tax was then charged. And to make matters worse, there was no limit as to how much tax collectors could charge. Now, once a year, tax collectors, they would, you know, pay their tax bill that had been set by the Roman rulers, and any money that they collected that was above that set tax amount, they got to keep as profit for themselves. So now, unfortunately, this system guaranteed corruption, as tax collectors were renowned for collecting more money than what was required. And they did it to fill their own pockets and make themselves rich. And because of this, tax collectors, they were known to be greedy, dishonest, selfish. They didn't treat people fairly. They were self-indulgent, and they only looked out for themselves. So tax collectors, as you can probably gather, they weren't very popular. And they were seen as traitors because they collected money for the Romans, and the Romans were the ones that were oppressing their own people. And they were also getting rich at their countrymen's expenses. Now, we don't know why he chose his career. Now, was he picked on by his peers as a little boy and he thought this is a way of getting revenge? Did he originally start out doing a different sort of business and he wasn't making money, so he thought, aha, I can make money this way, I'll be a tax collector? Or was it out of greed? We don't know, but what we do know is that by being a tax collector, it totally affected Levi's life. Yes, he had money. He could go out and buy whatever he wanted. But he was also a social outcast. He was despised and rejected by his peers. And in verse 30, we read that the friends that he did have, they were tax collectors and they were sinners. So I think we can safely say that Levi's countrymen, they thought that he was evil as he ripped people off so that he could get rich. He was also corrupt, along with the other tax collectors. He was immoral, dishonest, and he was seen as a traitor. Now, to spell the name Levi, you use the letters L-E-V-I. And we can rearrange those letters to spell the word evil. 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 One of those words. It's a new word. There we go. Evil. So Levi, he was evil because of how he treated people. And that raises the question for each of us. How do you interact with others in our community? Do you treat everyone as equals? Do you cut corners here and there? Do you sometimes tell a few white lies? Do you compromise on your morals? Levi had betrayed his fellow countrymen. And in verse 2, we read that Levi, he was sitting at his tax collector's booth. And I wonder what he was thinking while he was sitting there as he saw Jesus walking towards him. Did Levi ask himself, how much can I charge this popular man called Jesus? Or will Jesus even speak to me? What will he say? Or maybe he might rebuke me in front of this crowd and before all these people that are here for my behaviour. But in verse 27, we see what happens as Jesus says to Levi, follow me. Now you can picture the scene. Now here is Levi, the evil man that no one wants to hang out with. No one wants to be seen with, no one trusts. And Jesus comes along and he says to him, follow me. Levi, he hears these words And he has a choice. He can either stay at his little tax collector's booth, or he can get up and follow Jesus. And in verse 28, we read that Levi, he got up, he left everything and followed Jesus. Jesus only spoke two words to him, and they were, "Follow me." And those two words, they radically changed Levi's life. He left his lucrative business. He left all the money that he had. He left his tax booth. He left the thugs that he would have employed to go out and collect the money. He left it all to follow Jesus. There was a financial cost for Levi in following Jesus. He would no longer have a secure income. He wouldn't be able to buy the things that he wanted. And when we compare Levi to, you know, some of the other disciples that followed Jesus, such as Simon, who was also called Peter, Andrew, along with James and John, they left their jobs as fishermen. But for these four disciples, if things didn't work out, they could always go back and be a fisherman. But for Levi, the minute he left his government job, that was it. There was no going back. It was a costly decision for Levi. And again, if we rearrange the letters in his name, we come up with the word live. Levi seized the opportunity. He accepted Jesus' call. Jesus gave him new life. Levi, he was now a part of a new group, part of a new group of people. His life was transformed. He'd chosen to live for God and not for himself. This change in his life, it would have dramatically changed everything. It would have been totally different to where he was before Jesus called him. But in today's short passage from Luke, we can see that God, he hadn't given up on Levi. And we can be encouraged as well. We can be encouraged to keep praying for our family members, our friends, those who don't yet believe in Jesus, that they will also repent and come to know Jesus as their Lord and Saviour, and that their lives will be radically changed like Levi's. So the challenge for all of us is, who is it that you're praying for? And if for some reason you've become discouraged and stopped praying for someone, can I encourage you to keep praying for that person? Because with God, all things are possible. God loves everyone, and nobody is worthless to God. So now that Levi was following Jesus, what did he do? And we can see that Levi's concern for his old job was replaced by concern for his old friends. From the money that Levi had collected being a tax collector, he paid for a huge party. Or as it says in verse 29, Levi held a great banquet and invited all of his former colleagues. Levi provided an opportunity for his friends to come and meet Jesus in person, to hear the gospel message, and so that his friends could witness the change that had occurred in his life. Levi discovered a new purpose, a new pursuit, and a new priority in his life. He was ready for a new future, doing things God's way. And Levi created this opportunity for his friends to come and meet Jesus. And again, that challenge is also for us. Now, do we create opportunities where our friends can meet Jesus and hear about him? Do you invite your friends over for dinner? Do you go out for a coffee with them? Or a social event that's put on at church where you can invite them along to there, or even invite them along to church? And when you're with them, do you talk about God, or do you just talk about other things? In Luke chapter 15, verse 10, we read that there is rejoicing amongst God's angels when one sinner repents. Heaven rejoices, and that would have happened when Levi chose to live. Yet the Pharisees, they didn't rejoice. Instead, we read that they were angry and they started to complain. Now these guys, they were blinded by their own pride and righteousness. And again, now rearranging those letters for Levi, we get the word live. The Pharisees, they thought that Levi, he was vile. Oops. We're missing a word there. Just imagine there's a word vile there, right? They thought that Levi was vile. They were looking at his past. They thought that he was of little worth. of little value. And as a result, they came. They came condemning him. And they questioned Jesus' disciples. In verse 30, they say, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Yet Jesus, in his wisdom, he responds to the Pharisees by saying, "Is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick? I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." So what did Jesus mean by this statement? Well, here we can see our picture of a stethoscope. And hopefully in a few minutes you'll be able to relate a stethoscope and to what Jesus meant by this statement. Now, it's doctors that use stethoscopes. And when I go to my GP, you know, there's normally a stethoscope close by. And when I've been in hospital, the doctors come around and there's a stethoscope around their neck. And at some stage in our lives, we all get sick. And when you're sick, you go to the doctor. And in the past, it was normal for doctors, you know, to go and make house calls. And when I think of a doctor making a house call, I think of them, you know, carrying their little black bag with their medical supplies, going off to the homes of those who are sick. And that's a great illustration of what Jesus has done when he was on earth. Now, Jesus went to the people, especially those who were hurting or had problems in their life. And today we've seen how Jesus, he went to Levi, the greedy, selfish and dishonest tax collector. And we've seen how Jesus, he turned the situation upside down. Jesus changed Levi's life. He healed him of his sin and made him whole. And doctors, you know, they used to go to a patient's house. And Jesus, he came down to earth so that he could meet those who needed him, those who needed his touch, so that they could be made whole. It's the sick that need a doctor, and it's those who are sinners that need Jesus. And we read in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We've all sinned. That means that we all need Jesus. And Jesus has come so that us, those who are sinners, can be forgiven, and so we can be God's friend. And we need to follow Jesus' example. We need to be going out into the community and taking the good news of Jesus to those that we meet. And this morning, we've seen how he was evil. We've seen how Levi, he separated himself from those. We've seen how he separated himself from his fellow countrymen. But Levi turned that around when he chose to live. Jesus came along and he said, "Follow me." And that is exactly what Levi did. His life was totally transformed. He was no longer living for himself, fulfilling his selfish desires. Levi had a purpose. And then we saw the Pharisees. We saw how they responded. They thought that he was vile. Like, how could Jesus hang out with someone so vile? They were looking at his past. But Jesus came to turn things upside down. The Pharisees, now they thought they were the righteous ones, yet they were full of pride. They were the sinners, just like Levi, but they wouldn't acknowledge it. But Levi, on the other hand, he chose to follow Jesus. He chose to live, and his life was totally transformed. Jesus, he saw Levi's need. He also saw Levi's worth and his potential. And Levi, he went on to become one of the 12 disciples. He was no longer chasing riches. Instead, he was following Jesus. He discovered a new purpose, a new pursuit, and a new priority in his life. And he was able to use his skills that he'd learned over the years as a tax collector. And Levi, as a tax collector, he'd been a recorder, he'd been a keen observer, and he was able to use those skills to write the first book in the New Testament. Now, somewhere along the way, Levi changed his name to Matthew, and the book of Matthew was named after him. And as we read it today, we can see that he did an excellent job in recording all those events. So the experience of Levi or Matthew, whatever you want to call him, is a similar experience to each of us as well. Now, we mightn't change our names, but we all start out as being evil. And that's because we've all sinned, and sin separates us from God. But we are also all called to follow Jesus. And when we choose to follow Jesus, we choose to live. And the skills, the abilities that God has given to you, you can use them to bring glory to God's name. And God also has a purpose for each of us. And God calls us to use those skills and gifts and abilities so that we can bring glory to God, so that we can encourage each other and build each other up. And I know that a number of you here are already using your gifts and skills and abilities within our church. And I thank you for what you're doing. And can I encourage you to keep using those gifts and skills and abilities that God has given to you? But imagine what would happen if all of us were to set aside, a couple of hours each week to serve God using the skills that God has given to us. If we were to do that, I believe that our lives, they would be radically different. And a church building that's just been renovated would also be quite different as well. That's because it would be a constant buzz of activity as we engage with members of the community and provide opportunities where our friends, our family members and those that we meet can come and choose to live and follow Jesus. So can I encourage you to pray and think about how is it that God can use you and your skills and abilities to grow God's kingdom. And after you've prayed, now speak to Trev, speak to Greg when he's back from holidays, or speak to myself. Let's talk about how God can use you and your gifts and abilities. When we choose to follow Jesus, we choose to live. And we can be like Levi, and we can have our lives totally transformed. Jesus is the great doctor to those who are sick, the wonderful Saviour to those who confess their sins. And God loves all of us, and he wants us to share his love with those who are lost. And that challenge is there for us. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the transformation that occurred in Levi's life when he chose to live and follow you. Thank you that today we can listen to that same call and we can follow you. And Lord, I pray that you will give all of us a boldness so that we will share our testimony with those that we meet and that we'll be willing to talk to others about you. Help us to prioritise the things that we do so that we can set aside time to use our skills and abilities so that together we can see your kingdom grow. Use us, Lord. Give us fresh dreams as to how we can be used and help us to be risk takers for you as we share our faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.